Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is the Ready Church. Are you ready? I tell you, it's another day that the Lord has kept us, and he's kept us with our minds stayed on him. In spite of all the chaos and confusion all around about us, he's still blessing us. He's still keeping us. He's still protecting us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and praise you on today. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to minister to us, that we may be found worthy in this last hour of your honor, your glory, and your praise, oh God. From our fruit of our lips, God, we bless you on today, God. We pray that you think through our mind, speak through our lips of clay. In these last evil days, we pray that for those that are suicidal, those that are depressed and stressed in this last hour, we pray for families that are in bereavement in this last hour. We just plead the blood of Jesus over this sin-sick nation that have turned their hearts away from truth and walking in error in this last and evil days. We pray in the name of Jesus that we will just do your will in these last and evil days. Watch and pray and stand alert. In Jesus' name we pray, and the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is, y'all. He's still Lord. I tell you, as I say, from 1 minute to the next, there's always something going on. The devil is busy. He knows he has but a short time, as we said earlier, that he knows that he has but a short time, but it seems that people don't understand that time is getting closer and closer to the end. And the Bible said that the enemy wants to weaken the earth, then even weaken the nation. And he has certainly did that. He's at work because he knows that it's almost time for the Antichrist to step into place. So, and people are being deceived, many. The word of God said in this last hour, many would be deceived. Not a few, but a many would be deceived. You know, and he also told us, you know, there will be a wide road and there will be a narrow road. And on that wide road, going to be many people on that wide road. And we can see today, you know, there's pleasure in sin. So there are people enjoying what they're doing. They don't want, you know, they don't want to know about Jesus. They don't want to hear about Jesus. They don't want to hear that their lives has got to change and they got to give up and come out of sin and be born again. No, we don't want any of that. But that's the only way you're going to be saved. You know, they saying that God's doing a new thing. God, it ain't so new that it ain't in his word. You know, that's being deceived. There's a spirit of deception in the land, and many shall be deceived. But on this, on the wide road, there are going to be a lot of people on that wide road, that broad road. Everything is on it. These people talking about God's doing something big and all. Oh, my God. You don't listen to that. Don't listen to that, because everything big don't mean that God is in it. Your body swell up with infection in it, you know. So everything big don't mean it's blessed. The poison could be in it. Cancer could be in it, eating you up. And that's what the devil wants to do, eat you up and take the word of God away from you, and you won't be able to stand. You know, he wants to deceive many. He wants to control. The devil wants to control the earth. He wants to control man, and man's going to destroy himself, you know, because he wants to be God, thinking he's smarter than God and making all these robots and, you know, and taking over the businesses and stuff, you know, trying to get rid of men. And man was going to destroy himself, making robots that's talking and thinking and, you know, and saying they're just thinking, you know, man's thoughts and all that kind of stuff. But we need to wake up. We need to wake up. It's real out here. The devil's working in many areas. You look in one way, but he's working in many areas. He's working in the monetary system with the banking and your money. He's going to control your money when you get it out. And when you can't get it out, they're going to freeze your money, you know, and you won't be able to buy or sell. The word of God says in the last hour, you won't be able to buy or sell except for you have the mark of the beast in your right hand or your forehead. Everything is headed that way right now. You know, like I said, people are looking one way and the devil's working another way. And he's working through religion. You know, these pastors and stuff, they got false teachers, false preachers that were hired to deceive you, to take you away from the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they take you away because they, it's men that wants to be rich and famous, you know, so they're selling you out for your soul. You know, they preaching false doctrine and adding, philosophizing things, words that, you know, to tickle your ear and to take you away. Things that you want to hear, basically. Things you want to hear is what the devil will give you to destroy your soul. See, people don't want what they need. They want what they want. But see, but what you want, most of the time, is not what you need. And a lot of times it's even with your children. You know, you try to tell your children what they need, but they think they know what they, you know, this is what I want, though, you know. You know, sometimes you try to tell your children, say, well, they be like, that little friend right there ain't good for you. But they but, Ma, I love them, though. And then you tell them, look, no, you lust them, though. And then later on they come and tell you, yeah, you were right. That was lust, mother. That was not love. You know, but, you know, a lot of times children don't want to listen and stuff. And when you don't hear, it's important that you hear. It's important that you get good instruction because that's life. That could be your life right there, you know. So today I want to talk a little bit about the tongue because I'm telling you, they saying anything, they're cussing in Jesus' name, they're drinking in Jesus' name, everything they want to do, they say they're doing it in Jesus' name, you know. So it's a crucial time. It's a dangerous time. We must pay attention to everything and everyone about you and around you. You know, it's just like, you know, the military, you know, they stay on watch duty. You know, they're watching out for the enemy coming in from other countries and, you know, and stuff. So it's the same thing spiritually. We must be aware and stay on watch duty, you know, of our surroundings, people, places, and things that we go and stuff. And what's being said to you, there's power in your tongue. I really want you to pay attention to your tongue. We want to talk about the tongue today because it really gets me that these people, these preachers is up here cussing, you know, and doing drinking and doing everything that you did when you weren't saved. Well, so what's the use of being saved then? If you're going to do the same thing that you did before you got saved, what's the purpose of being saved? That really don't make sense. You know, the word of God said, behold, all things become new, including your mouth, including your actions and your deed, your lifestyle changes when Christ comes in. Your mind, he renews your mind through the word of God. The things you used to do, you won't want to do. The places you used to go, you won't want to go. The things you used to say, you won't want to say. Because when Christ comes in, behold, all things become new. You want all the sin out, and you want Jesus to come in and live in you and lead you and guide you into all truth. He's the only one can do that. Only Jesus. Not many ways, not many thoughts and all that kind of, you know, your you can think one thing in 1 minute and think another in another minute, you know, so you can't go off that. You got to go off the word of God. The word of God don't always be right. His word is settled, you know, so we here at the Ready Church just want to help you. Give your life to the Lord. Ask the Lord to search you. Do you not see the evil around you, even down to the little children? I mean, they cussing and humping and bumping just like the adults. We have got to train our kids. I'm telling you, a whole generation, generation X, Y, and Z is what we see. And it's not with Jesus. These young people not being taught any manners. They don't say no, thank you, or, you know, or nothing. The society has changed. I mean, collapsing, crumbling, all around about us, y'all. Filthiness, pollution, everywhere, in the air, everywhere. You know, corruption. You know, our children are being poisoned by lies from the devil. Games taking over. You know, it's just so much we need to deal with. The children are getting into drugs. I mean, oh, my God, pills. I mean, oh, my God. We have so much work that needs to be done in a short time to do it. As I said, the devil recognized we're running out of time. People don't act like they know you're running out of time. And the devil's killing, stealing, and destroying your family, your children, your grandchildren, you know, your husband, your wife. Come on, wake up. Can't you see the sign? Signs are important. You're seeing these things happen right in your face, and you're ignoring the sign. You must pay attention to your signs. Signs are vital, vital signs. You know, just like vital signs when you go to the doctor, it's important. That's why they check your vital signs first to see how your blood pressure is high or too low. Or, you know, come on now. It's the same thing in the spiritual realm. Signs are vital. Pay attention to what's going on around about you. Pay attention to who's around about you. Pay attention to what you're saying and who you're saying it to. Pay attention to everything. Pray about everything and say you can handle nothing, because you can't do anything apart from God. Apart from God, we can't do anything. You wouldn't have even got up this morning if it had not been for the Lord that came by and blowed the breath of life to continue your breath of life, to continue your breath of life going on, and to keep your heart pumping, the blood flowing. Life is in the blood. The blood of Jesus, life. It's the blood of Jesus, his blood. His blood never loses its power. And because of him, we live and we have our being. It is he that has made us. Psalms 103, in the third verse, Psalms 103. And let me go there. Psalms 100, in the third verse, guys, I trying to say, but the devil is a liar. He's trying to get in my tongue as usual, because he don't want me to use my tongue. That's why we're going to talk about the tongue, how important your tongue is, and the importance of how you use your tongue. It's important how you use your tongue. Your tongue can speak blessings, or your tongue can speak lies. Your tongue can get you in trouble. It can be a blessing or it can be a curse, what you say. Your tongue, words that you say, you know, can be used against you. So it's important that you take your time and think before you speak. Be slow to speak, quick to listen, and slow to speak. That's the time we're living in. Psalms 100 and verse 3 says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." I want you to know that. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. I want you to know that. He's God. I'm not God. Jake's not God. None of these leaders, Kenny Copeland, none of these people are God, okay? Let's get our focus back. Get your eyesight back. Sit back, think, pause, and think about what you're thinking about before you do it, okay? The Bible says in Psalms 18 and 21, as we read, death and life is in the power of your tongue. Death and life. That's a powerful statement. Pay attention. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. You can speak life or you can speak death. It's important how you use your tongue. So think about what you got to say before you say it. Because words is something you can never take back. You know, you can hit somebody and they may hurt, it might hurt right then, but that may go away. But the power of your tongue, the words that you speak out of your mouth, you can't take it back. Please be careful with your tongue on today. Give your tongue, give your life to the Lord and let him rule your tongue. You know, I used to say bad things. It took the Lord to clean my tongue up, to clean my life up, you know, drinking and smoking and all that stuff. It took the Lord to clean my life up. It's going to take the Lord to clean your life up. The same. He said, what I say to one, I say to all. So what he says to me, according to righteousness and living right, talking right, and doing right, it applies to all. So we as a church need to get our focus back. Praying with your tongue. Praying. Saying the commandments with your tongue. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Honor thy father and mother. Just with your tongue. The power is in your tongue. We want you to be careful. Life and death. A lot of people have lost their lives behind their tongue. Things that they said. You know? Be careful with your tongue. Be careful who you talk to. Life. It can bring you life or it can bring you death. Be careful with your tongue today. We're going to go to James 3 and 1. We just want to talk about the tongue today. I pray that something will be said here at the Ready Church to help you. We here at the Ready Church just want to help people to contend for the faith. God is not doing a new thing, y'all. If it's new, it's not true. God's word is settled forever. So what he said 50 and 60 years ago, guess what? It goes today. He said, I don't change. His word don't change. But because some preachers and teachers and false prophets and stuff now today coming in with false teaching and, you know, send a trap, a snare in before you, a stumbling block, blocking your eyes behind darkness because everybody in the dark now, church in the dark, you know, church is like a theater, you know. All the lights off. Lights off in the church now. Jesus said he's the light of the world. He didn't say he was the darkness of the world. He said he's the light of the world. Light shines. Lights expose darkness. Lights, you know, bring stuff out where you can see. In the dark, you can't see. You can't see where you're going. You can't see nothing. You can't read in the dark. Not complete darkness. You cannot. You can't do nothing. You don't even know where the person at in the dark when it's complete darkness. So I'm telling you, it's important. Life and death is in the power of your tongue today. Please be careful what you say and who you say it to. Watch and pray. Stay alert in these last and evil days. Get into the word of God. Now right here James chapter 3 and verse 1. It says, my brethren, he's talking to us, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offends not in word, And the same is a perfect man and able to bridle, also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven in fierce wind, ye are they turned about with a very small helm. Wheresoever the governors list, even so the tongue, a little member, and boasts great things. People brag. That tongue, some people just brag. I mean, you ever seen anybody just brag about everything? Some people you just hate to even see coming because you know they're just going to brag. That tongue, they just brag and, you know, and boast about themselves and what they got and what they're doing and all that stuff. Please be careful with your tongue. Be careful with your tongue. It's a small member. It's a small part of your body, member of your body. But the Bible says in verse 5, it says, even so, the tongue is a little member, small. It boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindle. A lot. I'm telling you, it will set some stuff. It'll put some stuff on fire. I'm going to tell you, it'll start a fire for you. Be careful with your tongue. Now they saying you can cuss in Jesus' name. No, honey. No. That's not God. Search me, Lord. Turn the light from heaven on my soul. If you find anything that shouldn't be, and that shouldn't be, take it out and straighten me. I want to be right. You want to be right. You want to be saved. You want to be whole. Your tongue. It said, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles. Something defiled pollutes. Dirt, you know, bring destruction that the whole body and setteth on fire in the course of nature, and it sets on the fire of hell. Ain't that something? So we need to be careful with our tongue this morning. I'm telling you, you just can't say anything. So much going on. So much going on, I'm telling you. Excuse me, I had to go out for a minute. But I'm back. Yes. The tongue. Talking about the tongue today. Please be careful with your tongue. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. Let's go to Proverbs. Not going to be before you long. Just want to share a few things about the tongue, because it seems that everybody feel like they can say what they want to say, do what they want to do with their tongue today. Be careful. Be careful with your tongue. Proverbs 20:21 and 23. Whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. Powerful statement right there. Whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. So we're talking about the tongue. When the devil try to get you to say something or do something that's not right, or say something that you can't take back, run for these scriptures. We're talking about the tongue today. This is how you grow, when you get in the word and let the word get in you. And that's why they want to take the word of God away from you, so you won't have no morals, you won't have no value, you won't care. People have a don't care attitude. They don't care what they say. They don't care where they go. They just don't care about nobody. Just say whatever, hurt people's feelings, and think, oh, it's okay. It ain't me. But do you not know it? You may not get it back. Your children may get it. You know? Matthew 12. Name of Jesus. Matthew 12. And verse 37. Please be careful with your tongue today. Please think about it before you say it. 12 and 37. The tongue. It says, "For by thy words shall thou be justified, and by your words shall you be condemned." Oh my God. Be careful with your tongue. Be careful what you're saying with your tongue today. We're just going to give you scriptures today on the tongue. Somebody need to hear about their tongue today. Proverbs 13. In the name of Jesus, help us, God, with the tongue. You're just seeing so much take place in this last hour. And as we read, you know, the devil knows that he's running out of time. And, you know, it seems that everybody else think they got plenty of time. They think the world is not going to end. You know, think you got plenty of time. Just do whatever you want to do. And don't care. Don't care. Most of the preachers now, they're not preaching the word of God. What they're doing is they're making movies, want to be somebody great in the eyesight of man. Oh, my God. They're making movies and writing books and making their own Bibles and starting TV shows. And if that ain't the world, then what is? Oh, my God. Let's make a deal. That's what the devil said. Come on, let's make a deal. And they just signing on. I mean, people leaving here without Jesus. Because ain't nobody ministering the word of God to people. Yeah. They're not, you know. You're not. Come on. You got to minister the word of God. God, be a light to somebody. Be a light. To sit upon a hill that cannot be hidden. It says, a righteous man hateth lying. Are you not a righteous person? If you're not, you can become a righteous person, a righteous man. He hates lies. I hate lies. I hate for somebody to be lying to me. It just makes no sense, you know. But that's how it is when you become in Christ. Well, to a sinner man, it's okay. They feel it's okay. A lie ain't nothing but a lie, you know, to them. But a righteous man, we just read it. A righteous man hateth lying. But a wicked man is lawsome and cometh to shame. So the righteous keepeth him that is upright in the way. But the wickedness overthrows the sinner. Please be careful with your tongue. Be careful with your tongue today. Mark 11 and 23. I just feel that somebody need to know about their tongue today. I mean, because you just would not believe the stuff that people are doing and saying today. Lying on Jesus. Saying he said this. God said this. God said, I want 100 people to give me $100. That's what he told me to tell you. Or 100 people give me $1,000. You lying with your tongue. You lying on God with your tongue. I mean, people don't have no regards for righteousness. I'm telling you, for holiness. For being careful what we say and what we do with our tongue today. And your tongue is for eating food, you know? I thought I throw that one in there, eating food. Oh, my God. But things are just so polluted, so defiled. Oh, my God. Wake up, church. We need to get back to the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what the gospel is, about Jesus Christ. The gospel, he said, you know, the gospel is to preach about Jesus, about him changing your life. About him coming in and making you a new creature, you know, in Christ. The old way you used to think and talk and do, you won't have that desire no more when Christ come in your life for real. The things you used to do, you won't want to do. The places you used to go, you won't want to go. Where you were drinking and smoking and those desires go. But why is the church promoting this stuff now? They promoting you to go back to drink, you know? And all these drunk drivers, you know, getting behind the wheel, people losing their lives. But the church is encouraging you to drink. The church is encouraging you to smoke. All this with your mouth, your tongue, your mouth. Why is the church promoting sin? That's what the church is doing now. It's promoting sin because they're working for the Antichrist. So getting things set up for the mark of the beast. Yeah. Taking you away from Christ. Keep you away from the word of God. Something that will build your life, strengthen your life, direct your life, protect your life. That's what the devil's trying to do, take you away from the word of God. 11:23, Mark. It says, for verily I say unto you, whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, your tongue, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in thy heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Power in your tongue. It can be life or it can bring death. This is speaking life over death. The power of your tongue. Yes. You say, you know, as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that you desire shall be added unto you. Yeah. When you seek first the kingdom of God. That's what we here at the Red Church want to encourage you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. He's just as close as I am, according to this word right now, speaking in your ear. He will answer you. Just call on Jesus. He will answer you. As a song says, I'll never stop praying, for the Lord is nigh. I'll never stop praying. He'll hear my cry. He will hear your cry today when you make up in your mind, Lord, I need you. I can't do anything apart from you. I know that you are the only way. I know, even though people are changing and saying that there are many ways, I know that you're the only way, Jesus, that you are going to be my only hope, my only help in a day and time like this. Thank God for knowing that he's our only hope and our only help. All of my help coming from the Lord. Please get your focus off of these people, these men and women that has been paid and hired for their assignment to take you away from the truth, to take you away from the gospel. That's what the devil went in the garden to do, to take Eve away from the word of God, to get her to doubt God's word. And that's what's going on today. People are doubting God's word, but I'm telling you, the word is still the same. This word of God will still save your soul. The word of God will still make you whole. The word of God is what you need to strengthen you, to build you up. It's the word of God. It's the only way you can get built up. The word of God said here in Romans 10 and 9, for that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto what? Righteousness, not unrighteousness, y'all. We can't do in and everything. Unrighteous things and say bad things and, you know, and cuss and do all these things with our mouth and call it righteousness. He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, for the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. You won't be ashamed. You won't be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greeks. For the same Lord over all the riches unto all that calls upon him. For whosoever, I don't care who you are, the word of God said, whosoever. You may be an atheist. You may say you don't believe God. You didn't believe God. But, you know, but you can. If you just say, he said, whosoever shall call, if you call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord. Shall. It's a promise. You shall be saved. It said, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? If you don't believe, but if you don't believe, you got to have faith to believe that Jesus is who he said he is. He will be the author and the finisher of your faith if you will trust him. And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? You must hear. You must hear. Your faith is built on hearing the word of God. You hear it when you read it and speak it out. It don't have to necessarily be somebody speaking it to you. You can read it and speak it out like I'm speaking to you. And your faith will build up by speaking the word of God. He that hear, you hear the word that you're saying, and then you believe it. And they shall, and how shall they hear without a preaching? How can he hear? And how can they hear without a preaching? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. These preachers, the foot, they ain't looking too good. Their feet ain't looking too good. Oh, my God. It said, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. The gospel, y'all. The gospel is the good news. They not preaching that. They preaching everything but the gospel. They preaching have it your way. Burger King doctrine. You know, no, you can't have it your way. It's God's way or no way. God's way is the best way. Life and death is in the power of your tongue, y'all. Verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. You have to hear the word of God in order for your faith to be built. So for people to say, you don't have to believe, you don't have to believe in God to be saved, that's crazy. How you don't have to believe in God to be saved? How you going to be saved if you don't believe it? So I'm saying it's so much stuff out here today. Please be careful. Please be careful what you hear, what you entertain. Jesus is coming soon. He's coming back for a ready church, y'all. Psalms 101 and verse 10, we're talking about the tongue. Maybe you know somebody, you know, that you can help minister to about their tongue today. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. I want you to know that. You can speak life or you can speak death. You can cause a curse or a blessing. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28, it talks about he'll bless you in the city, he'll bless you in the field. He'll bless you if you're in North Carolina, in New York City, the city or the country. He said, I bless you. That's the kind of God we serve. But we need to watch our tongue because, you know, let's go to Psalms 110 and verse 15. 115. It said, depart from me, ye evildoers. That's what the devil, your mouth. Depart from me, ye evildoers, which is the devil. For I will keep the commandments of my God. Behold me according to the words that I may live. And let me not be ashamed of my hope. My hope is in Jesus Christ. Your hope is in Christ Jesus, honey. I pray that your hope is in Christ today. 110, the tongue. 111, I mean. 111 and verse 10. Talking about the tongue. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You be careful. Power's in your tongue. It says, the fear of the Lord, that you won't just say and do anything and everything out of your mouth and think it's okay with God and think you represent him well. You're not representing him well. If your kids be cussing and stuff, you think and you want to correct them, because you said that's bad, but it's okay for you. The Bible said, what I say to one, I say to all. So if my mouth got to be cleaned up, you know, and I got to be careful what I say, then so should you, according to the word of God. Life and death is in the power of your tongue on today. Please be careful how you use your tongue. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. Lord, we pray that you continue to lead us and guide us in this last and evil days. Help us to watch as well as to pray. Help us to stay alert in these last and evil days. Help us to stand and having done all to remain standing in this last and evil day. We just thank you for your word. In Jesus' name. And the devil is defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ, your Lord.